You've let me be your guide for over 100 podcast episodes on how to be a safety consultant. Well, I've done it again. Now I have a video on demand service called Safety Consultant TV. This is the way you can learn the business of being a safety consultant on your own time, on any device, iPhone, iPad, Android TV, Android, Roku, Fire TV. Just whenever you need to, you could binge one of the playlists that I have available for you right now. OSHA compliance, starting your own business, safety consultant blueprint, mindfulness for success, finding a client, safety and health programs. But not only do you have those videos, but you will also have downloadable material that you can have to help you start your business right now. The resources you need. Watch the video, download the resources, and start your business today. Get on the computer, go in your browser, type in safetyconsultant.tv, and choose a plan, monthly or annual. Put in code consultant and get 30 days free.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Podcast. I am your host, Sheldon Primus. This is the podcast where I teach you the business of being a safety consultant. Well, happy Mother's Day. I know this is the day after Mother's Day, but for those of you who are mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. Hopefully you had a real good one yesterday and that your kids came and at least called, if they're not physically there. My daughter's not physically here, but she called her mom. She's actually outside of the country and have been for a little while. My son is in the area, so he got to come in and see us, so that's great. So all you mothers listening, get one extra day of Mother's Day by saying, or me saying, Happy Mother's Day to you. Today's episode, what we're going to go over is something that's important. I don't do this much, but I used to do it more, but I just want to add a gratitude list that we should be thinking of. I'm going to give you my six things that I'm grateful for, and the reason why I'm adding this into the show is because I believe when you show the proper gratitude to what you're given, it'll always add more to you. So it's a universal principle that I believe in, and I really feel like as a consultant, as a business owner, if you show gratitude towards what's putting food on the table and paying the bills and everything, it's a way of you just acknowledging that you are, just really grateful, and hopefully that you got the right mindset that you want more of this coming back. And gratitude is going to be the way to do that. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the six things that I am grateful for, and just want to acknowledge those things here in this episode. So when we come back after the brief word from our sponsor, I will see you back right after this. Hello, this is Sheldon Primus, the host of Safety Consultant Podcast, and I'm going to be doing a demystifying OSHA compliance webinar. Whether you're a small business or a Fortune 500 company, OSHA is aggressively adding compliance officers to help inspect more businesses across America. You'll learn how to build OSHA compliance training, written programs, know what to look for in an inspection. You also get a good understanding of the future of OSHA. How would you comply with the new Joe Biden era agency? Book your ticket today, May 24th from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to primuswebinar.com and you could join this event. Welcome back to the podcast. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I am grateful for you as the listeners, because truly, I would not be doing this and still doing this if it wasn't something that I've heard people time and time again say that has helped them come along in their safety consulting journey, and then also getting to know a little bit more about some of the compliance issues and things, and they're grateful. grateful for this resource, so thank you. I'm grateful for you in listening. If you could do something for me, it'd be wonderful, and that would be to subscribe to this podcast or whatever service you're listening to. Just go ahead and add the Safety Consultant with Sheldon Primus onto your podcasting list. So what that will do is whenever I come up with an episode, that you'll be notified that there's a new one out there. And then you can also pass it along with some friends too. If you feel like you want to give back a little and help me for the time, effort, and labor of love, then the best way to do it is first doing the subscription, second is sharing, and then the third it would be to go ahead on whatever service you're listening to me to is just leave a comment. So those three things are the biggest way that you could help me out. No money involved in any way, but it means a lot to me, to the algorithms, as you hear all the podcasters that you listen to, and then also to YouTube or any of those things that you're listening. We are all looking for promotion through those services, and that will help me. So those three things: subscribe to the podcast. Traditionally, I have more listeners than I have subscribers, so I'm trying to get that subscribership up there. So that'll be great. Share the podcast with someone that you feel that this could help them with. And then the last thing would be leave a comment. So those three things, no cost to you, but I will greatly appreciate it. And you have my eternal gratitude. Ta-da! Look at that. Wrapped today's things right in there. So I am going to tell you the six things that I am grateful for in this business. First is going to be, and this should probably be everyone's first, right? Your higher power. Whoever you believe or whatever your belief system is, that's what should be your first gratitude list. The person or the entity helping your heart beat and the thing that is there guiding you to doing good in your life. That higher power looking out for you, whatever you choose to call it, whatever your religion is, but I would believe that should be your first gratitude list. For me, I personally feel like for my life that I have been looked out for quite a bit, and meaning that something beyond myself has looked out for my betterment, and I just do want to be grateful for that. And even in starting my business, that was a gratitude thing that I had, that I was even able to have the brain power to do it and experiencing to do it and everything else. That came from the opportunities provided to me by my higher power, by my figure of God to me. So in those ways, in that idea of thing, thank you, I'm grateful. So that's my first gratitude. Second would be to my family. I've got a wife, two kids, and when you're going to be your own boss, it's not a personal thing where it's only you that is affected. It's the full family. So with the full family being affected, then that means that they have to make adjustments too in order for you to get to wherever you want to be in your business. So those sacrifices are not just lost out there. I'm grateful for those sacrifices. It's something you can be grateful for those sacrifices. I believe that when you look for things, you're grateful things, you're happy about them, that the laws of the universe means that it's going to come back to you. It's going to be attracted to you. So that's why I'm putting this one in there. Number three on my list is going to be, I am grateful for my clients. Yeah, I know that I'm providing a service that they need, but they could have gone with anybody. So I'm grateful that they trusted me to help them through compliance issues or trusted me to help them through some training needs. So I am grateful that somewhere along the line they sparked some sort of interest to them and said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and use Sheldon for this. So that is eternal gratitude for them to help me with my business and get it started and keep it going. So I'm entering my, I started the business in 2008, went full time in 2012, and this is 2022. So at this time, it's going to be 10 years of full time. So I am grateful for that. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. Last couple episodes, you guys have noticed a big audio change. And the reason why is my board is in the shop. I love that Rodecaster Pro, but I actually needed to send it to his shop. So now I'm using an alternative mic, which isn't as good. So that's why you got all the background noise right now. I'm in a place where there's a literal train. I'll do my best to edit, but just want to at least let you know. So thanks for hanging in with me the last couple of weeks while my board is at the shop being either repaired or sending me a new one. I guess at this point, my extra bonus gratefulness is I'm grateful for my purchase of an extended warranty. Okay, so let's keep on going. My official number 4. So number 1 is the higher power. Number 2 is my family, grateful for them and their sacrifices as well. Number 3 is my clients for trusting me and giving me a shot and coming back to me. My number 4 is my mentors. I don't know if you guys have ever seen my episode or listened to that scene, because I don't think we did this one in video. Some of my stuff is video and audio. But my mentor in the safety consulting game is Ryder Cobb. And he also got me just truly understanding OSHA better. And so I'm grateful for him as being a primary mentor. I'm also grateful for my business partner, Kevin Yarbrough. So together in our business, Shelbro Safety, we actually still represent people who have issues with OSHA compliance or safety and health issues. So I am grateful for him and leading me through that, because he's ex-OSHA, retired as assistant area director in the Tampa office. So got me really understanding OSHA to such a degree that that it was complete mentorship. So I'm grateful for that one. And actually, I'm grateful for some other mentors that have inputted in my life from time to time. Too many to mention, but thank you guys. I'm also grateful for my friends. This is number 5. So I had some really great friends in this business. I'm extremely grateful for a primary, just incredible man, and his name is Jay Allen, and you know him from Safety FM. And Jay Allen, Dr. Jay Allen, is a close friend of mine, and I am grateful for him for keeping me even in the podcasting game and teaching me some things. And that is a friendship that I cherish, right? Other friends that I have in this business, thank you guys so much for helping me, giving me a sounding board, sharpening me, as they say, with iron sharpening iron, meaning that two hard surfaces working together and to make yourself better. All that. My brother Ken, he's also a wonderful friend. He helped me out quite a bit with even teaching him the podcasting game, helped me solidify some of the things that I'm doing. So it's been really cool to have influences around me for fun. I got friends that are helping me out with all kinds of stuff in these days. So I'm grateful for all of you. Thank you. And number 6, I am grateful for our resources. There are plenty of resources out there that I've been using, the OSHA website, and I'm resourcing with some of the programs that I'm using. I have resources for just about everything, podcasting and everything else that I've been using to keep my business running and to keep myself growing as an entity. All of those things that I've come in my way to help life easier for me and to make it more efficient for my clients, I am very grateful for those resources and being able to first find them however it came to me, and then secondly, investing in them whenever I needed to spend some money or even some time to learn something. So I'm grateful for that leading, because it all comes together to help you with your business. So that's it. Those are the six things that I'm going to add as my things that I'm just really grateful for. One, higher power keeping me alive, just giving me the mindset, the knowledge that I need, that I can impart on students, that I can impart on clients, and those that are listening to the podcast, my family for their sacrifices and their support for me, the clients that have given me the opportunity to be their consultant and trainer, thank you, my mentors that have helped me throughout this business and keep on looking out for me and keep me in the loop when things change, thank you, my friends, wonderful, wonderful people in my life, keeping me happy sometimes. I've got a good friend in Georgia. If you haven't heard the Jules episode, Jules to Fritz, her and her husband Josh, you know, actually have a place for us to stay whenever my wife and I are traveling in that area. So we just parked our RV in the back and we've got our own little spot. See, friends, love it. And then resources. So training resources, things that I've learned. Grateful for those groups that I belong to, even LinkedIn groups, Facebook groups, getting some good information from that. That's a resource guide for me, and it's just something I'm very grateful that it's available for me to use. So with that, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this short episode. I've been doing the shorter episodes since I don't have a good mic anymore until my mic comes back. I don't want to mess with you guys in your hearing because you don't get to see me. All you did do is hear me. So quality of audio is important. So I've been keeping these short until I get my mic back, and then I'll go ahead and start doing interviews again and everything else when the audio quality is better. So thanks for hanging out with me. I'm grateful for you guys as my audience. I told you guys that before my very first gratitude list thing. So maybe that should be number one and push everything back down so you now have seven things. But thank you very much. Have a great week out there. Don't forget to be grateful every day of your life. And most importantly, go get them.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored within a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Primus.
Hello, this is Sheldon Primus, the host of Safety Consultant Podcast, and I'm going to be doing a demystifying OSHA compliance webinar. Whether you're a small business or a Fortune 500 company, OSHA is aggressively adding compliance officers to help inspect more businesses across America. You'll learn how to build OSHA compliance training, written programs, know what to look for in an inspection. You also get a good understanding of the future of OSHA. How would you comply with the new Joe Biden era agency? Book your ticket today, May 24th from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to PrimusWebinar.com and you could join this event.